both refuge and strength for us, a help always ready in trouble. So we shall not be afraid though the earth be in turmoil, though mountains tumble into the depths of the sea, and its waters roar and seethe, and the mountains totter as it heaves. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells.
The stream flowing through our lives is from eternity to eternity. It is artesian. It is totally adequate. Everything we need is born by that stream. Its origin is the realm beyond, and it carries infinite resources. It is a powerful, surging, cleansing tide that purifies all it touches. Trusting the flow of that stream that carries everything we need and will bring it at just the opportune moment. Get into the water and rest in its flow. Effortlessness, expectancy, and wonder.
In times of scarcity, where do you see God providing in and around you? Moment for quiet reflection or writing.
Shall wear the robe and crown. studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down. Let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down to the river to pray. Let's go down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall pray the star.
The wild turkeys congregate on the south-facing slope above the swamp. Sub-zero cold doesn't trouble them, but snow, the accumulating kind, poses real threat. Snow covers the acorns, beech nuts, and hickory nuts, high-energy foods that they need to feed their furnaces, burning hot and fast. There are many on this slope, which is why they camp here in winter, knowing the slope tilts south towards the sun, melting the snow from the grounded nuts. The swamp also has fir trees, and birch branches make sturdy canopies to roost beneath, dry and unblown. Together, they might sit fluffed for more than a week, calling reassurances to each other, especially the youngest, of slightest heft. Together, we can outlast this, right here in this sufficient place. In times of scarcity, where do you see mutual cooperation in and around you?
Come and fill our hearts with your peace. You alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. You alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill
with your peace.
You alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. You alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. You alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. You alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. You alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia.
Each of us comes from people who were once indigenous. We reclaim our membership in the culture of gratitude that formed our old relationships with the living earth. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to the Wendigo selfishness, a deep, peaceful awareness of the gifts of the earth and of each other. This is healing medicine. In times of scarcity, what is there to be thankful for in and all around you?
Now enter into a time of community prayers.